All right, number one, I don't normally eat breakfast till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, as you well know. But you're going to find, if you go to our Facebook page soon, probably not right now, but you're going to see a photograph of some food that's going to blow your mind. And it's all from The Ranch, who are our new news sponsors. The ranch down there at Aliso Creek, you know, where Ben Brown's golf course still is, actually. And our friend Mark Christie has taken over that place and has made it everything it always should have been down there at the hotel. We stayed in the rooms, my wife and I, and the rooms were fantastic. We've had breakfast there and playing music there a lot. You know, it's become one of those places that's important. And now, of course, they're sponsoring the news, and that means that they're our partners here at the station too. So, wow, you should see this food, my God. All right, we better get into this. Carl, just grab that mic and get it to... There you go. All right, so it's night 1, 2, 3. Carl St. John is here. Hello, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, thanks for having
us. What time did you get up this morning to make this food?
We were up at about 5:30 and got into the kitchen with the guys and, yeah, just started cooking right before we came down here.
Made it?
Yes.
And brought it?
Just
and you brought, like, a machine to keep it warm and make sure it wasn't... Because we've had food in here before that's gone
a bit flat. Yeah, we got to make sure we got hot food for you.
It's gone flat in the car, but this doesn't look that way at all.
No, we brought some special things down here.
Also, Don is here. Hello, Don.
Good morning.
Don, what's your position over there? I know you told me, but it's too early in the morning to retain
it
any
is
information.
Early in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the director of operations and marketing and sales.
Right. So you're in the trenches.
I work alongside everybody at our ranch.
All right, making sure that stuff happens.
That's right.
Wow. And you enjoying working down there? It's not only been, how long has it been open? Not that long, really.
Yeah, the ranch has been there for quite some time.
Yeah, but the new ranch.
Right.
New.
Yeah, we opened up the doors for the restaurant last October.
Harvest Restaurant?
Harvest Restaurant.
Yeah.
And we've been going full throttle ever since.
And the hotel's been open since December.
Right.
Yeah.
It's such a popular spot. People go down there, they're golfing, they're getting off the golf course, they're going to have some food. You can eat outside on the patio. Simple menu there, and then there's a proper menu in the Harvest Restaurant.
That's right.
What's cool about this restaurant, I think, is, and the whole place really, is rather than go the usual beachy route in terms of its style and branding, if I may use that term, knowing everything about branding that I do, you've gone sort of the canyon way. You're looking to the canyon for inspiration. So it's different. It's just a different sort of idea. For Laguna, wouldn't work for every location. If you were beachside, it wouldn't work. But it works so well because you're down there and people can go sit and eat and watch those beautiful colours as the sun sets in Aliso Canyon. There, it's fantastic.
It is. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah. So new menu. That's what you're here to talk about.
Yep.
And let's get into it before the food goes cold. Come on now.
Yeah. So we've provided you a spread today, a little sample of some of the options that we currently have. So right now we're running kind of a cool promotion. Starting on Mondays, we do buttermilk pancakes, 25% off.
Mm.
Then we do our take on Tuesdays, 25% off chili
right.
quiles.
So good.
And that's the chili quiles there.
This is chili quiles.
So right. This is our chili quiles.
I have no idea what that is.
So chili quiles is essentially, you know, almost like a sautéed breakfast nacho. I wouldn't really call it a nacho.
Sautéed breakfast nacho.
Yeah, it's
so
smothered in sauce. Mm. We do a red salsa.
How are we going to eat this? We haven't got plates.
Oh, I got forks for you.
We've got forks, so we just go dig in.
Just dig right in.
So if I came around that side.
Oh, please do.
Hang on, let me turn. If I turn that side.
I got a microphone over here for you.
Right, there you go. Well, I'm coming around.
Coming around there. Let me give you my headphones there.
Yep.
There you go.
Let's see what's happening.
Got a fork for you?
Got a fork here.
All right. Try not to put the headphone cable in the wet burrito
sauce.
Right. Okay. Here we go.
Now,
cool.
So chili quiles, that's the sauteed tortillas. So,
yep, a red sauce. Chips are sauteed.
Right, let's get
top it with black beans, and then, of course, we do a fried egg.
And there's an egg on top.
Yep.
Oh, it's beautiful.
With some chipotle crema, queso fresco, some fresh cilantro.
Oh, my God.
Served in a skillet, small.
So it's like a new take on a sort of, what do they call that?
Huevos rancheros?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's kind of a new take on that.
This is nice, though, because it's a good personal-sized dish. You know, if you want to share, you can. If not, then it's all yours.
Oh, it's plenty.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
All right. So good.
Have you had any of this, Monica? You should come and get stuff. This the spice is absolutely perfect.
Are you there? Enough to share.
No, you can stay there if you want for now.
I'm on a diet.
Please. So am I.
You can start that tomorrow.
Did you see the size of that?
What?
Bun?
We haven't got to that yet. We're still on the chili.
Oh. Okay, everybody, newsflash. I'm Mexican, right?
Yeah, not really. Not very Mexican. So you're the world's worst Mexican.
I'm Laguna's worst Mexican. Yeah. But I love a good chilaquiles, and I can make a good chili. So I'm so excited about this.
That's really great.
All right, so I'm going to try that.
Yes.
It's carby, though. I mean, you know, it's typical.
I'll just go up and down the stairs with Caitlin if you
like. Yeah, that's what I do. Oh, it's delicious. It just leaves that after that taste. You I'm like feeling it now still.
Jason really
just
likes
a little
it.
Bit. Oh, I love chili. I really like for an English guy.
Yeah.
I like the chili. I like hot food.
A little bit of the spice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all that right. just leaves it behind. Just it's kind of got a really warm aftertaste. Very nice.
Okay, cool.
Yes. God, it's delicious. I'm seriously, I mean, this is not a breakfast, you know, like a diner breakfast. This is really something.
So what's special chilaquiles? You guys talk about that already?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
that's for Tuesday.
Yep. You pass my Tuesday. Coffee, please.
And then wash it down.
And then we get to Wednesday, yeah, chef.
And then Wednesday.
So. All right, so that's the Tuesday special, the chili chilies.
Yep.
Yes. All right, and then now we get into the Wednesday special.
Yes, the applewood bacon bourbon cinnamon roll.
All right, that's a heart attack right there on the plate.
This is what I'm most
it's pulsating.
I wish
it's not for every day. This
was video. So everyone needs to check the Instagram and the social media handlings of the ranch because this is all on video. So they can see it.
Oh, right. It's on Facebook
but
Live
I'm
right now.
I'm telling you, this is a sight to see. Mm-hmm. It's huge.
Oh, you got to try
it's
that.
It's the biggest cinnamon roll you've ever seen, but it's topped with bacon.
Oh, my gosh.
And what else is special about this,
we
Chef?
Do while a, I eat a bourbon maple syrup. So we get real maple syrup from Vermont.
Shut up. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's got kind of this smoky hints of bourbon, the applewood bacon.
Do you know what that tastes like? It tastes like Christmas.
It tastes so good. Like Christmas.
It's the liquor.
You can taste the liquor in it?
Well, it's completely bad for it. First of all, I'm diabetic, so I shouldn't be eating the sugar. Secondly, I'm sober, so the bourbon's totally out of the question.
Oh,
also, it's covered in bacon, so I'm kosher. The whole thing is like, this is like, I'm going straight downstairs.
You're going to need a nap.
For eating this. Right.
And so what's the special on this?
So this is the special we're running on Wednesday.
Okay.
So it's part of our kind of 25%
off.
Promotion.
So you can get that for 25% off.
A family of eight
while they last.
A small family of eight.
A family of eight could share that.
Question, do you sell out of these rolls?
Yes, we do.
They're a sellout. So when people go into the ranch around, like, let's say 10 o'clock, you're like, I'm sorry, they're sold out.
Yeah.
That could be.
We can make more, usually we have to put a weight on it sometimes.
That's awesome.
We gotta make more.
Dude, folks.
But we kind of
outstanding.
Well, you heard it here first.
Yeah.
Oh, get them while they last.
Get them while you last. If you eat, do you eat that every day? That is really beautiful, though.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. It's not just sugary and whatever.
It's actually really
some
beautiful.
Some people order themselves, but a lot of it's a great like share item. You know,
you've got to share that.
Parties come in. Yeah. That's a great item, you know, to order, put down on the table, and everybody's, you know.
Another foodie question, and you know, now you know a little bit about my lifestyle. Do you have this available all day, or is it just in the during breakfast?
So this is just for our breakfast items. Yeah. So this runs
what
from
time's breakfast?
7 to 11 a.m. but these items are available as well on our brunch menu.
Brunch, okay. Yep. So
we've got a brunch that runs Saturday and Sunday from 7 to 3 o'clock.
Good. Well, all right. So one day, if I brown nose it a little bit, I can get the cinnamon roll on the late night menu.
You can't say that on the radio.
I'll try to do whatever I can.
Just tell them that you know people.
And yeah. Sure okay. So that's
a cinnamon roll.
Anyway, so we can go on and on about the cinnamon roll.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, there's in the middle here. There's a load of pastries. Are you making pastries down there?
Yes. So we one of the other items as long as we have Harvest, we also have another outlet at our band's pantry, which is kind of some grab-and-go items.
Yeah.
Kind of more, more appealing for our golfers and, you know, the casual people that are just grabbing some items before they head out. So we're doing some fresh scones. We got blueberry scones here, fresh buttermilk briskets. Currently, it's a rotation, so it's constantly changing, but we have a pumpkin muffin here, uh-huh. and house croissant.
Wow. You know what? That's the thing. That's what you have to taste, the croissant. So, 'cause everything else, whatever.
Yeah.
But to get a decent croissant in town, unusual.
Yeah.
So you make all these there.
Yeah. Yeah, we do kind of a house pastry basket. And this is something that's on the breakfast menu as well.
That's amazing.
Yeah. You know what?
I can hear you crunching.
No, but when you pick up a croissant, you know immediately if it's any good.
Because I can hear it.
Let me give you an example. You go to Starbucks and pick up a croissant, you're already depressed. Just by touching it, it's miserable. Because you know that you're not in France.
But with this...
This is a good croissant, dude.
It's a good croissant, dude.
Yeah, so this is another great share item. You know, you sit down, large party, have a fresh pastry basket, so...
That's incredible.
Awesome.
All right, so again, we're with...
Oh, yeah, sorry. Forgot what my job was for a minute there.
We're with the ranch.
Chef Kyle and Don, who's the
director
down
and
there.
Marketing and operations.
And
I call him the Don.
And marketing person, Caitlin, is here also doing Facebook Live. Is it Facebook Live you're doing?
Yeah.
Facebook Live, so you can find that if you search around. Because the ranch are our new partners, sponsoring the news. We're very grateful for that. But also... They're trying to track people down there to Aliso Creek. It's one of the newest, hottest places in town. And so we get to sample the food.
They have an incredible
I think that's basically
breakfast,
it, isn't it?
Brunch.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
lunch,
brunch.
And dinner.
I need to lie down.
Their new specials are pretty much the best thing I've heard all year.
So we've had the what's this called again?
The chilaquiles.
Chilaquiles. And we've had this cinnamon roll, which is drenched in booze and bacon. So how bad can that be?
No one's got that.
And we haven't even gotten to Thursday
yet.
Right. Okay, so then the pastries, which are now Thursday. Please.
Thursday. So Thursday is our traditional American breakfast.
Oh, it looks good. Very nice.
So you have your choice. You
bacon and eggs.
Yep, bacon and eggs, or sausage, and our... House spuds.
Yep, can't go wrong with that.
Can't go wrong with that.
Tell me about your sausage, though, because I, you know, love your sausage.
Yeah.
And I don't know
you never say that to
why
me.
It's so great. The morning show, people.
Yeah. We have chicken sausage.
Back to the meat.
As well as our house breakfast sausage. Yep, so it's flavored with pepper, fennel. Just kind of your traditional breakfast sausage that you want to wake up to.
That is, it's so divine. It's really good.
Good quality, thick cut bacon, not too crispy. Very nice.
You like it?
Oh, yeah.
You prove the all-American.
You know I'm an expert.
Breakfast. I do know. Yeah. Eats breakfast for every meal.
Look, if you don't want the, you know, not too adventurous, you've got American palate, you don't want the chili cheekies,
mm-hmm.
right? And you're not allowed to eat bacon or, not bacon.
Bacon or booze?
Booze. So, you know, you want to go down there on Wednesday. Is it Wednesday?
Thursday.
For the American breakfast, which is superb, very nice. It's quality, isn't it? When it comes to like an American breakfast or an English breakfast, very hard to mess it up other than using the wrong ingredients.
Wrong ingredients, yep. Start with fresh quality ingredients, executed properly, and...
Right, that's the other thing as well. It's getting its timing as well, isn't it,
right,
with the breakfast?
Yep, everything fresh, hot,
nice,
crispy. You want all those aspects and flavors in your dish.
Awesome.
Cool.
What else?
Cool. So the last thing we have here is an item we've been playing around with that we want to put forward on the menu. And I love a good breakfast burrito. Growing up here, you know, post-surf, grab a breakfast burrito, usually eating it in the car on the way, you know, to work or home or wherever you're headed.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been playing around with something else, and I wanted to kind of step it up a notch a little bit and do something where you actually got to sit down and eat it. So we were... doing a wet breakfast burrito.
Sit down and eat
wet breakfast burrito.
What?
All right, it's covered in what they call that stuff, the green stuff, the...
Salsa verde. So
salsa
it's kind of
verde.
My take on a machaca burrito. So I do carnitas.
Don's looking at me like,
with
yeah, Monica's
some fried potatoes, bell peppers, onions, some jack cheese.
I'm making my first incision.
Smothered in our house salsa verde, topped with some... crema and queso fresco and avocado.
Kyle, where'd you grow up?
Actually, California is kind of my adopted home. I was born in Montana.
You're born in Montana?
Yeah.
You got this right.
Lived on the East Coast for a little bit. And then our family migrated out here to California. I've been out here for about 20 years now, so it's my adopted home.
And is it Southern California that you came to?
Southern California, yes.
Nice. Yeah. Well, you got that right.
Yeah. So I've adopted a lot of the flavors and the culture.
You've nailed it. Yeah. Nailed it, sir.
With all this
so
good,
sorry Tyler couldn't be here.
Snoozy loose.
Like, what? Sorry. Yeah, he's definitely a foodie. So we're eating all of this in his honor. Yes. Because he is the one who will be at the ranch ordering. Like, what's today? Yeah. Wednesday? Yep, we're going down. We're getting a cinnamon roll.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, what we're dealing with here is top quality gear. So very nice, beautiful. And the service is good down there.
Top notch.
It's a top notch. It's the best.
Thing to do. Yes. Spend the weekend. We stayed overnight one night, Ava and I. That's the best thing.
I mean, it's beautiful. There's so many things going on the social calendar, right, Don?
Like, we got a lot going on. I mean, from the seeing our mule deer on the golf course to playing nine holes, going to our spa, having a nice meal. I mean, there's a lot to do. Or if you want to, just hang out in the evening, you know, about 4 o'clock to about 8 o'clock and come down to the porch and listen to some great music and have a glass of wine and just chill with your friends.
You guys have live music like 4 days out of the week, right?
Right now, yes.
Yeah, so it's like you go down to the porch, listen to one Tuesday night a month, Mark Christie's doing Be Known Vinyl, so he spins the vinyl right
down
there.
Right on, first Tuesday of the month.
That's right. Our Zach Churchill plays down there at the porch. I think, have you guys ever heard of a musician called Jason Fetty?
Boom.
Once or twice, I've heard of that guy.
Complete silence on the radio.
Sometimes he's down there.
A little dead air there for you, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what's really cool? I don't know if you guys still do it. I don't know if it's seasonal, but stargazing on Friday nights.
Yeah, when we still do stargazing
on
Friday.
That's so cool. I've taken a blanket. I've taken my kids down there. It's like such a cool thing to do, to get outside and just be out in the nature, and you kind of forget where you are, and it's just really awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, and then we're gearing up, too, for the week, for our holidays. So we got a great menu for Thanksgiving. We got a Thanksgiving buffet that's going to go on in our ballroom. We've got during the holidays and Christmas time, we've got some really fun things going on with Pancakes with Santa. We've got some hay rides going on.
Oh, Pancakes with Santa is a quintessential Laguna event. I mean, that's every year. That's like the best thing ever.
Ended with a pie eating contest.
Oh, yeah. Got to have the pie eating contest.
Got to have the pie eating contest. Santa's awesome. Yep. The tree's beautiful. The food is amazing. But we haven't even delved into their buffets, Jason. Like, if there's a brunch going on, I'm like the first one. You can ask Caitlin. I'm like making that reservation. Their buffets are out of this world. Can't even go on and on about it. But anyway, too bad we're talking about it.
Well, if you don't have plans yet for Thanksgiving, come on down and visit us. Yeah. We still have reservations.
Definitely.
It's the ranch at Laguna Beach, down there at Aliso Creek. The food, first of all, thank you so much for bringing it in because it was a big job for you.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah.
You know, to bring all that food, and it looks and tastes and smells fantastic. We do sound like the Shopping Channel at this point.
I know.
So we should probably move on.
It's so great.
I know. But
it really is.
We'll be talking about your stuff forever. And, of course, as you say, Zach plays down there. I play down there. You're a community place, really, especially in the wintertime. The locals will support you. I know they will, because what you've got going on down there, this food is special. Excuse me, I'm belching.
Did you guys do the trivia question?
Oh, trivia. Go on then. You have the question.
I do?
Yeah, you said you did.
Well, the question is, and it's really for the people that have been out there for a while are locals that know our golf course at Ben Brown. So what is the name of the grass that's on our greens?
Oh, the type of grass.
The type of grass.
Is it special?
It's very special.
It only
grows in Aliso Creek or something like that? Is it a special thing?
Well, it's a special grass that's used on a lot of golf courses. And Nick, our head professional and the guy who runs Ben Brown's, gave me this question they asked because it was different. So we thought we would give you that question and hopefully people call in and get the answer.
All right.
What is the grass, the type of grass that they use at Ben Brown's golf course?
On the greens.
On the greens. And not the grass they smoke around the back of that tree on the 17th or the 7th hole. That's a different kind of grass that we're talking about. Hey, boom. Funny marijuana joke.
So call in or text.
Text would be best. Let's text 949-715-5936. If you know the answer to that question, win breakfast for two at the ranch. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.